Hey, good evening, everybody. This is Chuck Bartok from Northern California, having a great time on Blab, and I feel very honored to have with me today Julie Thomas Cole, better known as Ballistic Rubber. Now, just don't go crazy with this. We're going to find out why she's known as Ballistic Rubber pretty soon. But I've had the privilege of meeting Julie online, actually on Facebook a couple of years ago. I was fascinated with what she was doing because she was creating a product that many of my customers use. So I did what I could to help promote her business. She was at that time manufacturing a ground cover, which she's going to tell us about, in the rubber, recycled rubber industry. And people are using that for horse arenas as a cushioning agent. And of course, rubber stall mats are pretty much all of recycled material. So that was our connection originally. But more importantly, Julie to me represents, some of you may know that I'm not 21. I don't know if you know that or not. And Julie's still a young person. But anyway, what I'm fascinated with is the number of us experienced citizens who have come online and applied some of the things that, you know, we just knew over the years and honed some talents and have found it a much, almost an easier way to truly build a successful business. So I'd like Julie to share a little bit of her background with us and how she had her offline business grow and what prompted that, because making the decision to be in business is a mindset. It isn't by happenstance, ladies and gentlemen. You don't wish it. You don't manifest it. You actually plan it. You may not have all the plans down, and it takes its detours and turns, but it is something that you have to focus on. Good evening, Julie, and I know we're going to be short because your husband needs to eat.
Yes, he does. Well, thank you, Chuck. I appreciate you having me to tell a little bit about how my businesses started. I am a high school graduate. I was a stay-at-home mom, and I had a lot of interest in gardening. And so I learned everything about plants and so on and so on. And I told my husband that I wanted to start a business. And I started a garden catalog that was a real flop. And so I had to pay him back. I borrowed $4,000 from my husband to start this catalog business, which was a complete failure. And so because of that little catalog that I made, a couple ladies at my church asked me if I could do a garden for them because they saw I had lots of gardens in my yard. And they looked at the catalog and they said, oh, well, you must do gardening. So I said, well, sure, I can do that, of course. And that's how I started my landscape business. 15 years later, we were the top landscape company in the county. We won the award for our county for top landscape company. And I sold it a few months later. And then
You just said something that is really important in my mind, and a lot of people forget about it. You built a business based on an idea that actually came from the outside. Mm-hmm. Somebody asked you a question, you thought about it, and you acted upon that thought. But you also were not hesitant to sell it.
Not at all.
And so many businesses today forget the end game. That's a whole other story, but I want to repeat the words end game. A good business has an end game somewhere.
I agree.
Go ahead, Julie.
I agree.
I'm sorry.
Well, we were putting a garden in at a local mall, and the store owners were objecting to having organic mulch in there because of the smell. And someone came up to me and said, well, you know, there's a guy in the county that makes this rubber mulch. And so I went to see him. And he had no website, no cell phone, no email, nothing. And I took one look at his business and said, I can sell this. I had two very good friends of mine that both are very good with computers and websites. And she sat down with me and spent about 3 or 4 days with me and taught me how to build my own website, which I did. And I started a rubber mulch business in conjunction with my landscape business. Well, I found that I was able to make more money selling rubber mulch from my home office than going out and laboring every day in people's gardens. So because my landscape company was at the top of its game, I decided to sell that, which I did, to another local landscaper. And I started out on a new venture selling rubber mulch. And it took me 6 years to build that up. And I built that up organically myself. I learned how to do SEO. And I tell people all the time, Chuck, that if you can read, you can do anything. And people don't understand that.
Absolutely.
I mean, and especially in our age of technology with all the resources we have, YouTube, my gosh, there isn't anything you can't learn off YouTube. And so I started this website. In my sixth year, I was very busy. I was doing over $1 million in business from my small home office that you can see here that I'm sitting in. And it was beginning to get away from me because I had no time for my family because I was logistics, I was sales, I was SEO, I was marketing everything. And it consumed you. And when I would go to visit my grandson, I would be on the phone or answering emails. And I said, you know, enough of this. I want to be with my grandchildren, and money is just not that important. But like you said, the end game, I put it up for sale with an internet company that's all they do is sell internet businesses. And within 5 days, I had it sold. And I had 4 bidders at full asking price for my business. And it was very successful.
And you were considered, and we don't have to divulge exact numbers, but this home-based business was grossing over 7 figures?
No. Sales, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. I was doing over $1 million in business. And I was getting like a 25% return on that.
That's only $250,000, Julie. That's only $250,000.
Golly Moses. Not bad for a 50-year-old woman wanting to, you know, start her own business. I mean, and I literally started from scratch, Chuck. I did it from scratch. Right, and I never paid a dime to Click Marketing. Because that is just ridiculously high. And if anybody knows how to do it, any kind of SEO, they will, if they can read, they can figure out how to do it themselves and not pay a dime for it. So I built that business up, but I kept a part of that business, Chuck, and I kept the, ballistic rubber part of it. And I've just gotten into another new venture that I haven't even told you about. So I have ballistic rubber, and what I do is I sell this rubber to military, to gun ranges, to local gun clubs, anybody that's shooting, and they will use this ballistic rubber. And I now have partnered with my old partner that I did rubber mulch with, the business that I sold, Perfect Rubber Mulch. And he has built a bullet trap called the Lead Reaper. And
so you can recycle
lead. Recycle lead, and they can shoot at it at the same time. And I just sent in a bid today to the good old USA Department of Defense for 10 of them. So, and it's very possible that I'm going to get it. But this ballistic rubber has been very good to me. I don't have to spend all the time that I did with Perfect Rubber Mulch, which was all consuming my time. And then I would have all this time with my grandkids, which I do now, and I love it. But I still have enough money to pay for all my bad habits.
Well, you know, Julia, if people get to know you on Facebook, Julie has effectively used Facebook, I'm going to say, it's my impression, when I found her, or we happened to bump into each other, her profile page, which we know is not for business, but when you go to her profile page and scroll down, you have a sense of who Julie is. You have a sense that she has a sense of values. She owns values. You have a sense of a woman who knows who she is. She's not one to push around, by the way. There's kind of a, you know, this ballistics rubber guy. I believe Julie knows how to shoot a gun. I can't verify that, but
she does have a concealed carry permit.
But again, yes. But we see her family. We see her grandchildren. We see her edifying others. So I found her because, again, of the horse relationship of arena footing. I was very sensitive to arena footing. And search, organic search, brought me to rubber ballistics. I then went to Facebook, and then I wanted to find out who, so I found Julie.
You're my guru. And, you know that.
You are my guru.
You taught me things that I thought I knew, all the things that there were to know about Facebook and social marketing. And I'm telling you, you are a guru. And that's what when anybody asked me about this or that, I said, oh, Chuck, my guru, he taught me that.
Well, you know, on Blab now, there's been a lot of blabs, Julie, that the word guru, you know, it's kind of disdained because there's so many gurus. You wonder if there's anybody doing the work, you know. I mean, it's kind of a word that has been banned.
You know what I'm going to call you from now on?
I don't know.
You're not going to be my guru from now
on. What's that?
You're going to be my social media rock star. How's that?
Okay, well, that sounds good. Yeah, I haven't been on stage for 45, 50 years, you know.
Yeah, you're my rock star.
Thank you very much. Well, I'd like us to focus back to a couple points you made that are very important for the business mindset. You actually saw an opportunity. Mm-hmm. You saw it. A gentleman had a business that was manufacturing a product, and we know he was selling it. I mean, obviously, he couldn't keep his lights on if he wasn't selling it. But you saw that as an opportunity based on your skill and your knowledge of a market. See, you knew who you were doing with in the landscape business. You saw this as a solution to other people's problems. And if I remember the story, you approached him and said, may I have the opportunity to sell your product? Well, what a person would be a fool to say no. It didn't cost him a penny to have you sell his product.
And it was interesting because his company was so backwards as far as marketing or anything. And it only took me, maybe 6 months, and I had outgrown him and his supply already. He couldn't even begin to keep up with what I needed to sell. And so I quickly made other allegiances with other companies. And then one particular company called me. I started having companies call me and say, would you market our product for us? Would you sell it? And so I had one particular company, Gen Rubber out of Galleon, Ohio, that produced all my rubber mulch, or most of it. And they said, would you be our sales staff? And I was their only sales staff at the time. They let me do it exclusively. So I was very happy, you know, with how that business went. But I was quickly getting to the point where I was going to have to hire people, and you and I both know no one takes care of your business like you do. So I had to make a choice.
That's right.
And it's like you said, nothing comes by accident.
No. You got some good partners riding in your in the second seat there. Another interesting thing that you shared was that you borrowed some money from your husband.
He
and it's interesting, It's interesting that I know that your husband is a banker.
My husband is a banker, and he made me sign a note and pay interest on that.
Right.
And I told him that's not even biblical that you make your family pay interest. So, yes, but he has been absolutely, without a doubt, my biggest supporter, my best cheerleader. He's always been so proud of me, and he tells everybody about me. And he's just awesome because he's not, I mean, he's a husband, he's a partner, he's a friend, he's just all of the above. And he has taught me a lot of things being a banker for 35, almost 40 years now that he learned dealing with businesses on a daily basis. So he taught me a lot of good information on how to be a successful small business.
And do I understand also that now you're doing some consulting for him?
Yes, and I have something new in the works with that as well. So I'll talk to you about that privately sometime.
Okay.
So, you know, I wanted to tone down my business, but as you know, as an entrepreneur, it is very hard to put the skids on wanting to do well, no matter what you're doing. I can't. It's not in me to not try to be the best that I can be and the best business I can be. It's just not in me. So.
Right. You know, interesting you brought that up. Shirley is not only is she waiting for me for dinner, but I just signed a contract to be retained by a company that this is the third time. Okay. And 2 years ago, the last venture was very destructive in the fact that it was not good for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think you've heard the story. I'd come home very disappointed. And, you know, you're hired to guide and counsel. And then when no one does what you're being hired for and you see them spiraling down into the loss column, it gets very frustrating. Why go? Mm-hmm. In other words, if I show you the path and you don't want to pick up your feet and walk it, pretty soon I'm tired of showing the path. Well, we have new owners in the company now. And I was asked again to come in and do some things. We'll see how it goes. Obviously, I'm not hanging my whole life's hat on this. I'll never do that. But it's funny how people, you said that a rubber company called you.
I have several of them. Yeah.
It's funny how if we do that which we chose to do well, it seems like they will follow.
I agree.
That's the way you really don't have to go out and beat your chest.
Mm-hmm.
All what you have to do is dig in and get the job done. And it's so mundane. It's so mundane, but it's
you're
where
it's absolutely
at.
Right. Because, I was constantly looking for new ways to market and make my business better. And everything you do, no matter how small it is, it pays off. And you know that I got flown out to do an interview, and the book is called Catch Me Up, with our friend from Star Trek and Bill Shatner. Yes. And because he found a little blog that some woman wrote about me being a woman over 50 in business.
Mm-hmm.
And they found that, his people found that. And now, you know, after the interview and the filming with him, I'm in his book, you know, so, so there's all these little things that you just can't quit doing if you want to be successful. And it takes time. But, you know, my husband said there's one thing that he sees true in all entrepreneurs. And they all have the same thing, and it's called passion for what they're doing. I mean, you have it about social media. I've never seen anybody have it like you do. You're incredible. And you know, I have it about whatever I happen to be in business about, or I wouldn't be in it.
Right.
So
And I'd like to you know that I'm new to a computer, and we didn't have social media when we were building our other businesses. Mm-hmm. The only thing that allowed me to jump in was that I saw how opportunistic the media could be for a small business. No offense to your husband, I was not too happy about borrowing money, which I'd done very seldom in my life. And every time I did, every time I borrowed money, this is no offense to your husband, I got in trouble. Okay, honest to Pete, every time I borrowed money, I got in trouble. So we have not borrowed money in a long, long time. But we lost the farm because I borrowed money. And I didn't have to borrow money. Do you see what I mean? Yeah. It's kind of funny. But the growing a business is capturing the opportunity and doing something with it, even if it's already somebody else is doing it.
Yeah.
And I have a neighbor in Orland, California, who makes shredded rubber, recycled rubber. Now, this young man is now mid-40-ish, had a better computer background than I did, and he has done well with his business marketing. But he went pretty much all government. I mean, that's the majority of his business. But Julie, what you've done, and I'm not going to apologize, but I had set this up a little soon. I've learned on Blab that when you and I want to do this again, I mean, if you want to do it interviewing somebody, probably set it up a couple of days in advance.
That would work.
we've only done this in 2 hours, because we did have one young lady who I met this morning who subscribed. It's been you and I. Eight people have stopped by, to surfing, you might say. But the beautiful thing about this is recorded when we're done, and it will be on my website, and I can send you the embed link for you to put it anywhere you want. You can put it on your website. So have you used Blab before?
I have not, and this is fairly new even to the social marketing world. I think it's wonderful.
Yeah, 3 months. 3 months.
Yep, and I think I am going to utilize this in the future for something that I would like to do in a marketing job that I may have. So I've got my little fingers in a lot of things, Chuck.
Yeah. Well, I think we both do it, and that's what's great about experienced citizens.
Yeah.
Experienced.
I turn 60 next week.
Who just can't see. Well, you and Shirley are the same age.
I turn 60 next week.
My wife.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your husband. I don't know about Martin, but I robbed the cradle when I married Shirley.
she only robbed it by 3 years 20. With me.
Oh, no, we have a much bigger spread than that. We have a much bigger spread. So, well, Julie, thank you for sharing. And I'm going to promote this to other people, the information that you have to share. We may be able to, you and I, have a frickin' frack show where we play, you share and I share.
I would like that.
As it grows, people. Yeah.
What I would like to do? I would like to do a Blab and interview you, is what I would like to do.
We can do
that. I mean, I think you're simply amazing. I mean, what you know about social media would put a lot of these SEO companies underground. You got a lot of valuable insights on social media, and I would love to interview you sometime.
Well, we can arrange that, but I do, and I appreciate the compliment. I really do. But actually, I am not a social media expert. What I have been able to do is to look at it with a common sense attitude.
Yes.
And realize that all social media is another opportunity to share answers to people who want to or are in your business venue definition. There are a lot of people who are misguiding people in social media, is my opinion.
I agree.
But like you talk about Organic Search, the company that I'm back with, the former owners hired a marketing expert. Mm-hmm. When all that fell apart, I was asked by one of the owners of the new company to go into her office and find out where things were. And you will be shocked to this. They were paying a firm $12,400 a month for SEO.
Oh,
on a company that was only doing, it was a company that was only doing 10 million in sales. Okay.
Oh my goodness.
Now that's $150,000 a year for only one aspect.
Oh my goodness.
Now
what you and I could do for them for half.
Oh, Jesus, for half. But here's the thing. I'm in this former marketing manager's office, and I called this number and I asked to speak to the owner of this company. And I said to this, I'm calling you from X company. I didn't say I owned it. I didn't, I just said, I'm calling you from X company. And I said, how long have you, blah, blah. And he says, well, we're doing this for you. Well, before I called him, I ran the analytics.
Mm-hmm.
And what they offered also was I had a recording of all the phone calls that supposedly came in from the ads. And I could listen to the salespeople and listen to the customer and the analyst. Well, here was the bottom line. I had no power, right? I was just asked to come in. So I just said, well, you're no longer associated with this company.
Good for you. But,
I said, contract is over. And I asked the new owners to look at the analytics next month without the $12,400. Now, here's the key. The leads that contacted the company, that were contacting the company before, but the leads that were contacting the company with the month without SEO were buyers. They had a ton of people contacting the company, and they were all tire kickers. Mm-hmm. They were all people not even qualified because they saw it on the internet and had nothing to do on a Saturday. Right. And they had a bidding program where you could bid this and draw a pretty picture and do that. Well, I said, yeah, you got a lot of activity, guys, but what's the bottom line here? Yeah. You're not selling anything to these people. I know SEO people will be mad at me, but you know the way I
feel. But you and I both know what it takes to market a person with a good SEO search engine optimization, for those who don't know what that means.
Right.
You and I both know what it takes to do that. And I'm telling you right now, there isn't a large SEO company out there that's going to market your company like you know how to do it.
Like you will.
Exactly. Like you will, because I targeted every one of my bit of marketing and SEO was all target marketed to my wheelhouse, not just the internet.
Right.
So,
right.
And that's key, Chuck.
Julie?
You got to go eat.
Julie, guess what? I saw the lovely arm come through and I heard the tisk tisk. And so I'll tell you what, everybody, I want to, again, those of you that are listening to this tomorrow, because we were the only ones listening to it today, Julie Thomas Cole, look her up on Facebook, look her up on Twitter as Ballistic Rubber. And I want to say this, I hope it's not sexist, but young ladies, those of you that feel you don't have it, or because I've heard you on Blab, get in touch with Julie. Here's a lady that used simple logic, did what she wanted to do, had an end game, and she just admitted she's getting back into it again. And she still kept one company.
I'm going to.